The purpose of this lecture is to discuss the rebirth of great art. It's a subject we haven't spent enough time talking about, and we need to create proper role models. Now, when I went to school, I was taught that so-called modern art is great. Picasso was a great genius. Jackson Pollock was a great genius. Indeed, the teachers smugly ridiculed the 19th century Hudson River School, the beautiful landscape paintings, as frivolous and shallow. In reality, most modern art is garbage. It is. And it's part of the American plutocratic establishment, the American post-World War II liberal establishment, and what a bunch of garbage is inside their head. And looking at scribbling like Jackson Pollock and calling that art is even just, it's a sign of idiocy and insanity that is beyond even discussion. Even Harry Truman, President Harry Truman, thought Jackson Pollock was total garbage. So we need to get people back to real art. Now, how do we do that? The good news is that with the internet today, you have the rebirth of great art. You have it in science fiction, you have it in landscape photography. So, say, before the age of photography, say in the 19th century, it was very difficult for an ordinary person to be a great landscape photographer. But today, with photo editing software and with really quite good quality cameras on cell phones, there's a huge amount of potential. Now, what do we need to do as an organization to help stimulate this? One of the things that needs to get done, and it's going to take a while to get done, is to go back through the 19th century, where there were really a huge amount of great artists, particularly in landscape art and romantic art, that were neglected when the liberal establishment came to power after 1945 and distributed all this ugly garbage, okay? So, the details of which we will explain later, but these could be used as very relevant models of what's to come. Now, some of these art sites on Facebook cover a lot of these artists, and that's a very big deal. But we need to develop this thing further. We need to go back and highlight classical great art further. Raphael, Michelangelo, so on, Giorgione, so on and so forth, to further highlight that. The disgusting garbage of modern art is an example of the disgusting garbage inside the heads of the post-war liberal establishment. And that's directly connected to the wholesale destruction of the environment since 1945. And it's also, you have to look at this has inherent problems in American life with the destruction of the environment, such as the destruction of the buffaloes and other things throughout American life. So these things need to be studied. They need to be organized. We need to put up more models of great art so artists can go out and do what they need to do in creating art. In the long run, there needs to be a retooling of the whole concept of museums. There's not, gee whiz, most of these modern art museums, I mean, you just really think they ought to just dynamite these things and start over. I mean, I'm not even sure if you took the trash in them and threw it into the trash where it belongs, and put it with good art. A lot of these buildings are such monstrosities in terms of architecture, it's not quite sure what you do with them. But as we move forward, as the real values, real long-term values are recreated, real long-term values, as nature's political revolution unfolds, there's greater respect for art. Now, in the field of music, it's quite a bit more complicated as to what's what. Certainly, heavy metal music and black metal and aspects of this are certainly a reincarnation of grand opera. The great countries of grand opera in Europe are Italy and Germany. When we say Germany, we mean Greater Germany, including Austria, which is a part of Greater Germany. Okay. So these are highly relevant factors too. To sort out what's trash and what's not trash throughout modern pop music, that will be a subject for another lecture. Certainly, we would cite, bands we like, Judas Priest, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, and so on, Deep Purple, as examples of great art. But that needs to be fine-tuned further. However, more attention needs to be paid to classical music, specifically the orchestral pieces of Wagner and Beethoven. These are masterpieces, and these need to be put together and respected for the masterpieces that they are. And as people tune into this, their minds will become aware, their minds will become enlightened, and they will see the liberal establishment in this country for the pile of garbage that it is. We also want to stress when we attack the liberal establishment, it does certainly doesn't mean that we support the Republican right wing in America. The post-war right wing in America is really that's part of the problem too, okay? It is. So the whole system of America is a basic problem. Ultimately, we do look for Europe because of its long history of great art and great culture, a good part of which was destroyed in World War II by the criminal bombing of cities by England and America, a bombing which later turned out to have almost no military significance. So, though tremendous long-term artistic significance and will take hundreds of years to recover from. But these are relevant things, relevant ideas that need to be brought out. Architecture is another field. Modern architecture, good grief, where do you even begin to talk about the garbage in that field? At first place, a good part of this modern architecture is just plain toxic. Yes, it is. It's just plain toxic to have these glass and steel buildings that have no windows that can be opened. I mean, there's a health issue right there. Aside from just the mindless ugliness of these buildings compared to the beauty of Europe throughout its history and late 19th century Europe. It's interesting in New York, where you had a neglect of energy efficient transportation, that one of the great architectural marvels of America was destroyed, Penn Station. And then another architectural marvel, Grand Central Station, was severely damaged by this disgusting building, now the MetLife building, but was previously the Pan Am building. And that was designed by the swine Gropius, who came up with the Bauhaus and all this new idea of modern architecture. So there's a connection between architectural garbage, architectural filth, and a neglect of the environment. There are models. We need to create more models, and in doing so, by defining creative positive models, we will fuel a artistic renaissance which will operate in conjunction with a political renaissance as nature's political revolution unfolds, as we get back to an eternal timescale. Concluding point, we're going to get back to eternal values. We're going to get back to nature's values one way or the other. If the current situation continues, nature's simply going to wipe out what exists right at the moment, 100%. Now, thanks to the prostitution of the liberal establishment, they are cheering on a nuclear war with Russia. Yes, I mean, it just shows how morally depraved human monsters like Hillary Clinton are, and people like Susan Rice, Samantha Power, Obama, so on. It shows how full of rot these people are. So you might not even need nature to blow everything up. These people might blow themselves up by themselves. But insofar as there is hope, and we must always work as if there's hope, we need to lay the ground for an artistic renaissance. The subconscious part of the mind matters, and an artistic renaissance is an inevitable part and a necessary part of the political renaissance to bring us back to nature's values as nature's political revolution unfolds. It's a question of fate. It's a question of destiny. We are on the side of destiny, one way or the other. Nature holds all the cards. This is the winning end of history. This is the end of this lecture.